This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and just in time for the election season, it's swing vote. It's a presidential election, all the votes are in, and it is tied. Due to a ballot snafu, if you can imagine that, Kevin Costner has to recast his vote so he can decide who the next president is going to be.
One American citizen will effectively choose the next president of the United States.
This is a moment that the whole world will remember forever.
I know exactly what you mean, Andy.
Do you?
Maybe not.
Without even knowing what the candidates stand for, I say vote for Kelsey Grammer. I mean, at least the guy's funny, and it does sort of seem to be the trend lately that people want to vote for candidates they don't really know much about. But the real reason I don't know what Kelsey stands for is because at the last minute, the movie studio actually canceled the screening of this movie for us press people, and it is never a good sign when they do that. I think, you know, they kind of want us not to get out there and tell you what the movie's about, so you will go out and spend your money on a movie. But what I do know for sure is no matter how bad swing vote might be, it's definitely the movie of choice this weekend because the other movie out there is The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Yep, The Mummy 3 is here, and this time it's a very mad Chinese emperor dude who's the mummy, and Brendan Fraser has to help his son kill, or I guess maybe you could say re-kill the guy before he takes his wrath out on the whole world.
We're gonna do this my way. I put down more mummies in my time than you.
You put down one mummy, Dad.
Yeah, same mummy. Twice!
How exactly are we supposed to fend them off?
Time to go.
So what does this movie bring that's exciting, entertaining, and super cool? Well, absolutely nothing, actually. The story, it's even lamer than it sounds. The special effects are just plain annoying, and the acting, it actually hurts to watch it. And Jet Li, and I love Jet Li, I couldn't even stand to watch him in this movie. So if you're a big fan of those that are, I guess you could say, undead, you should probably skip this movie because it will destroy your opinion of all those good, reputable mummies that are out there. So on our movie night traffic light, this mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, this one is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.